I got a few things I just got to get off my chest. These things are driving me crazy because I see all these new content creators falling for all this. And it drives me nuts that so many people get out there and keep posting fake information. Ah, it drives me crazy. Like drafts. Don't keep your drafts. Don't put anything in drafts. You don't want anything. It's going to subdue all your... No. Drafts are there because TikTok said, hey, when you got some time, make some videos, put them in there so you can use them later. They're not going to suppress what's happening. They're not going to slow you down. I don't know where people are coming up with that. I mean, that's just not. And even though I have participated in the trend because I wanted to test it out, this going viral thing, I'm not a believer. My belief is you can go viral, but you need to go viral off of good content. So you got to learn to earn. You got to learn how to do it right so that you have that video and that content that just explodes. And that's how you go viral because you have good content. That's how I believe that happens. And this teamwork, follow for follow, nobody really likes that. You're not engaging. When you put on somebody's post that they just spent time making a video, teamwork or follow for follow, I understand you're trying to grow. But all that does is say you didn't watch a thing that I just said. It doesn't really say I'm engaging in your post. I was here, so you can be here for me. Just keep that in mind because the teamwork and the follow for follow, I think people are starting to not respond to. Post times. I don't say how anybody with a straight face can tell you got to post at 9, 12, and 3. No. Every video that you make, you've got analytics about it. You can go up there, click on the profile page, go up to the three lines or onto your TikTok studio, and it shows you all the data, all the analytics for each video. Start looking at when people are showing up and watching all your videos. See if it doesn't like trend like you're a 6 o'clock person or people always are watching you at 9 a.m. That's the only time I would concentrate on, not what somebody else is telling you works. You need to see what the analytics say about your times and do those. And more than anything, post, 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 post. I truly believe I see so many big content creators out there and they don't have just one every 5 days. They have five every day. I believe the more you can make, the better you are. I don't think there's a limit that you can do. But the more you post, the more chances you have for that one video to just whoop and take off. So I'm not telling you have to post 5 to 15 times. I'm just saying if you can, you got something to say, do it. There is no restriction on that. But if you only post one video every week, they're not going to push you out. The FYP is just going to be like, they're not really that serious. So I say a minimum of 3-somethings. Even if it's the 15-second with the words on the screen, just showing up that many times a day shows TikTok that you're serious about doing this, especially when you're trying to get into the programs. So I hope this helped. Keep being great. Keep creating. And I know you got this. We're going to learn to earn, and we're going to make it happen.